It's time for Rhema for Today.
I don't even like to use that expression when someone dies that God took them. Now, I know if they're Christian, they went to be with the Lord. Why don't we use what the Bible said? Paul said, I'm in a strait betwixt two, having desire, waiting for God to take me. No, that's not what he said, is it? Having the desire to depart and be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we know for whatever reason or cause, Christian people have gone to be with the Lord. Praise God for that.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Confession Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now, just recently, just in the last few months, in a certain ministry, and I'll not name them, but you would know them if I did, there was a young couple that worked in the offices there, and I don't know, there's quite a bit of grounds in connection with the offices and so on and so forth in church. And so they brought their little child between 2 and 3, and they called it a 2-year-old child. And one of the caretakers brought him into the office and said, you better watch that child. He said, he's going to fall in that swimming pool and drown. Oh, that's your confession. That's not ours. God's going to take care of him. We put the angels to work over him. The next day, the child drowned. See, you can't make confessions of faith and violate safety laws. Are you listening to me? Now, folks need to realize that. And then when a lot of these things happen, you know, well, folks then accuse God. I know I was preaching down in East Texas several years ago. Well, to be more exact about it, it's the month of January 1953. And East Texas oil field, you know, was still booming in those days. They've pumped about all that oil out of there since then. But the two men were injured there in the oil field. They were burned severely. Now, at the time that I was there, one of them was a member of this church and alive. The other one died as a result of the burns. Actually, when they got burned, when the explosion happened, they were neither one of them saved, but one of their cousins belonged to this church, and this pastor went to visit and got both of them saved, and one of them lived about 6-7 months and died, and the other one was well, and they're in the church. So we were discussing, the pastor and I were discussing these things, you know, and said, actually, this cousin that belonged to the church, after one of them died, said, well, that's just the will of God. God took one of them, God spared the other one. Well, I never have believed, you know, we're always laying things off on God, that God's responsible for everything that happens. And that he's responsible for everything that people accuse him of. And so this pastor said, I said to this cousin, you know, these oil companies are constantly having these safety meetings. In fact, they had a safety meeting just the day before. And these two men in that safety meeting were told not to do what they did. They handled gasoline around an open flame. They were told not to do that. That violates safety rules, you see. They were violating what they were taught. And so here is the explosion. And this pastor said, I've noticed this. I've pastored here for years in East Texas. I notice when people go according to the safety rules that God don't take near so many of them. You see, God took them, he said. Amen. I don't even like to use that expression when someone dies that God took them. Now, I know if they're Christian, they went to be with the Lord. Why don't we use what the Bible said? Paul said, I'm in a strait betwixt two, having desire, waiting for God to take me. No, that's not what he said, is it? Having the desire to depart and be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we know for whatever reason or cause, Christian people have gone to be with the Lord. Praise God for that. But then you see, just to say God did it. Well, now, you know, like one of my uncles, one of my daddy's sister's husbands. He was only, oh, what, 43 years old? And he worked in a power plant there in my hometown, McKinney, Texas. And he was on what we call the graveyard shift. That is, he worked from midnight or 11 o'clock at night till 7 the next morning. And on this particular shift, there's only two men on, just the substation, you see. And it's a two-story building. One man's up in the other, top story, and he's on this bottom story. And, you know, they got much to do except just to be sure that everything's running and certain times throw certain switches. And so he's just there by himself, you know, and way up there in the morning sometime, about 4 o'clock in the morning, he stepped outside to get a little fresh air, walked the ground, his dew, you know, in the wet grass, and got his feet all wet, you know, and shoes, and came back in. It's time for him to throw a certain switch. And he didn't even look, and though there's a sign up there painted on the side of the wall that told him not to throw that switch unless he's standing on this rubber mat, unless his rubber mat's in place. Well, he didn't even look. The rubber mat wasn't there. He grabbed a hold of the switch, and the electricity grabbed a hold of him. And the fellow upstairs heard him hollering. He rushed down there, you see, and you better get a hold of him, took a stick or something or a pole and knocked him loose, you see. So many thousand volts of electricity went to him. They called an ambulance. And the man that was with him said that while the ambulance was coming, you know, well, he started singing, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see." When they put him in an ambulance, he started singing because he loved to sing. Started to sing in "Rock of Ages, cleft for me," and went home to be with the Lord. Well, I know he went home to be with the Lord, but I don't believe God took him. You see what I'm talking about? If he would have looked, as he's instructed to, followed instructions, he'd probably still been here. Well, I don't know, he'd been pretty old now, but anyway, he might have still been here. Just a possibility. At least he'd lived his life out. Amen. So you see, right on the other hand, though, now you can confess all you want to, like this young couple, bless their heart. Well, now that's your confession, that's not mine. Lord's going to take care of that child. We put the angels over, watching over it. The angels are watching over it. Well, I thought after that happened, God or the angels didn't do too good a job. They let him drown. The very next day, the child drowned. No, you see, you have your responsibility. And you cannot violate rules of safety and expect faith and confession to work for you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, if you can't, say oh me, because it's all so anyhow. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know, we could give illustration after illustration along that line, but sometimes it's cost people their lives, good people, saved people, spirit-filled people, wonderful people, marvelous people. And then again, it's created, you know, if it didn't cost them their lives, it created a lot of problems in people's lives. Why don't we, though, instead of getting in the ditch on one side or getting in the ditch on the other side, why don't we just go down the middle of the road, get into the Bible and see what the Bible said on the subject, and practice the Word of God. But be ye doers of the word, the Bible teaches us. Isn't that right? Praise God. Now, I know this much, that you can, under certain circumstances, like I said, you can believe and confess, but right on the other hand, you have your obligation in some areas. Like these folks are responsible for that child. Just letting a little two-year-old child wander around where there's danger. We're responsible to teach our children. That doesn't just mean teach them the Bible and the Word of God. Are you listening to me? We're responsible to train our children. I use this illustration very often. Way back in 1939, there was a lady, a member of my church. And you know, this wasn't a bad family. I mean, they didn't come from the lower strata of society. It's one of the better families of this town. But she said to me one day, you know, I was wanting a chance to talk to her anyhow. And she opened the door. She said to me, "I just can't do a thing in the world with my children. I've just turned them over to the Lord." Well, I said, sister, you have not turned them over to the Lord. You've turned them over to the devil and haven't got enough sense to know it. Now, I wouldn't encourage anybody to pastor a church like I did, because you're liable to get slapped or whipped. But I just told her right to her face, no, you're wrong about it. You haven't turned them over to the Lord. You've turned them over to the devil and haven't got enough sense to know it. She said, she standing right in front of me, if I didn't like you so well, I'd quit paying my tithes. I mean, she just gave me a spit shower bath, you know. I started wiping it off, you know, and said, well, I had to correct you on that. If you're paying tithes just because you like me, it's not going to work anyhow. You're paying tithes just because you like the preacher, you know, you missed it. You got to pay tithes and give offering because you love the Lord. Now, that can be the reason some things are not working for folks, you know. Are you listening? And then I said to her, now, you see, you can't turn those children over. I know after children get up, grown, and so on, you can commit to God and believe God to deal with them. But you see, as long as they're in your house, and she's got smaller children involved. I mean, the oldest one's only about, 15, 16 years old. That's the oldest one, known down to just a few years old. And I said to her, while you were in Sunday school and church, they're running up and down the street, you know, just playing with any and everybody. You ought to know who your children are playing with. Who they're associating with. And I said, you can't turn them over to the Lord because God's already told you what your responsibility is. Train up a child in the way it should go when he's old and not depart from it. And he's also said to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Men, we have the Call to Arms Men's Conference. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yes, always
a
good time.
You know, for some guys to get together and talk about guys' things. You know, November 6th to the 7th, that's Thursday and Friday night. And if you want to find more information about that, you can go to rhema.org/CTA. But if you're a man, I encourage you to sign up. And if you're a woman out there that has a husband or a boyfriend or whatever, just sign them up and send them out here. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time.
They will come back changed and better than ever. Right?
Amen.
Amen.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.